Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brinton here, producing this thing, taking you up until 6 o'clock. Rob is actually off on Friday, so we don't have that many days left until the long weekend. Hopefully, everyone is out there doing fine. Coming up in 15 minutes, we will conclude our Ox Cord battles against the Midday Show. Alex Gold wants to get in on the fun. Alex Gold will be in studio here coming up in 15 minutes. I want to start today's show very differently from how we typically start shows. This job is not very difficult. Sure, there are difficult parts about the job, but for the most part, this job isn't really that hard. The hardest part is actually the time before the show. Contrary to popular belief, I do get here before 2 o'clock. I do think, plan, and prepare for the show. It's all I think about. But the actual talking from 2 to 6 part is actually the really easy part. The real difficult part about the show is the series of decisions that you have to make over the course of the day. When there's breaking news, do you just scrap the plan that you have put together for the last 4 hours and reverse course and do something completely different? What if I have an idea that I think is great and you guys don't think that's great? That happens sometimes. There's times Robs and I sit here and we think this is going to be a great 4 o'clock segment and you guys don't seem that interested in it. You then can continue on said path or find something else completely to do. That's really the difficult part about this, is those series of decisions that you have to make over the course of 4 hours to hopefully give you guys the best show possible. Obviously, yesterday, I was very aware of what was going on. I have social media up throughout the course of the day. Rob and I are talking a lot about it. We made the decision to not talk about it yesterday. Obviously aware of what's happening, but I'm a firm believer that you guys don't come to this radio station for that. There's plenty of outlets that you can go to hear about what happened yesterday in Texas. So we made the decision to not talk about it yesterday. That was my decision. Me and Rob didn't really have much of a back and forth about it. I wasn't told not to talk about it from anybody. It was my decision to not do that. And then I thought about the show when I went home yesterday, and I thought that we didn't mention it, and nobody on the text line mentioned it. And if that was a good thing or a bad thing, or if I had made the right decision in just moving forward with the show as regularly scheduled in the face of one of the saddest days in United States history. There's some things that are sort of beat into your head if you do this job for a living, the same way that your job is. And one thing that is beat into my head just about every meeting I have with my boss is talk about what people are talking about. And sometimes I'm really appreciative that you guys listen, because I don't know what you guys are talking about. A lot of times it's me sitting there thinking of things that either I think are interesting or finding stories that I think you guys will think is interesting. But I don't know what you guys are talking about right now. I guess it's the Chiefs, but there's nothing really new happening with the Chiefs. I think you guys are talking about the Royals, but I'm here every day. You guys don't seem too happy about the Royals. Yesterday, it was obvious what everybody was thinking about. I don't know how you can live in this country and not be thinking about the exact same thing yesterday. And this show didn't mention it at all yesterday. And if I had made the right decision, I don't think I'm out of turn in sharing this. I'm not really one to share private conversations, but I think this illustrates the point. I don't think this person would have a problem with sharing this story with you. One day I went out to dinner with Seren Petro, and there's a mutual respect that I think both parties have for each other. I don't have any issue with Seren Petro. I like Petro's show. I think Petro's show is really good. Over the course of the conversation, I told him, I think your show works is because you are still a pure sports talk host. I've listened to his show enough to know exactly what it is. They talk sports. They don't really deviate from the plan a whole lot. And some of you absolutely love that about his show. That's something that I appreciate about his show. I don't have any interest in doing that, though. Every time, Rob, you and I talk about movies or something else, people on the text line start complaining. The day that we can't talk about Top Gun on this show, or we can't make fun of Jay Cutler's marital situation, are the days that I just find something else to do with my life. I've had a good run. I've got to meet Patrick Mahomes more times than I can count. I've met Bo Jackson before. I've got to do a lot of really cool things. I've been to the Super Bowl. I've been to Game 7 of the World Series. If today is my last day, I don't look back on this with any regrets. I've got to do a lot of really cool things, and I got to do the job that I wanted to do when I was 10 years old in the city that I grew up in, that I live in, that I love. So I won't look back on this with any regrets if it's like, hey, we need your show to pivot and change course. And I think, well, okay, that's fine. Good luck to whoever has this job after I have it. I had a really good run. Somebody told me once when I was out that what they really appreciated most about this show is they would get good sports content and they would get the occasional laughs. And I took great pride in that because that's my ultimate objective in this show. You might love the show. You might hate the show. You might agree with what I have to say. You might disagree with what I have to say. But at the core of it, I think there is an appreciation that I am going to have a sports opinion and you will be able to form your opinion based off what I think. And then in the middle of that, we'll play some music, we'll talk about some movies, we'll have some laughs, and hopefully at the end of you listening, you think, that was an enjoyable experience. But I started to really question, have I created an environment in which we don't feel like we can talk about the most important thing in the world at the time? And the most important thing in the world just has nothing to do with the ERA of Brady Singer or if Patrick Mahomes is going to throw for 6,000 yards next season. It has to deal with our country and its future. I don't really think it's my place to tell you guys how I feel on some of these issues. I mean, I'm young and black. You can probably guess which side of the aisle I vote. Guns are not a part of my life. If they're a part of your life, that's perfectly fine. I don't like being around guns. I don't shoot guns recreationally. I don't own a gun. I'm not around guns, but it's not really my place to come on here and tell you adamantly how I feel about it. That's not who I want to be. I'm not Danny Parkins in that way or Nick Wright in that way, and no shade towards either one of them. You guys know my love and respect for both of them, but that's just not me. I really started thinking a lot about any time we've had very serious conversations over the last however many years. And a lot of times the criticism that I hear is, well, we don't come to you guys for that. This place is an escape. And I understand that it's a lot of stuff happening in the world. And you hope when you turn on sports talk radio, the people on there are talking about sports. They're talking about your teams, the top stories, the situation. They're informing you. They're entertaining you on what's happening. But where can we go to escape from what happened yesterday? Is there a place that we can go? Because I think about whenever we turn the radio off or whenever we get off our phones, there doesn't seem to be a place that we're safe from shootings. Somebody walked in a grocery store last week and just shot people. Someone walked in an elementary school yesterday and just started shooting children. And I started thinking about my place in this is with the platform that we have. Am I part of the problem that I willingly made the decision to not discuss it yesterday, to not bring it up, to not talk about it yesterday? And I wasn't really challenged on that decision. And then I started to get really frustrated that I've become really numb to it. One day, if I quit doing this, the number one reason I'll quit doing it is it's sort of a Groundhog's Day effect. Every Royals season's the same. We would think for the most part every Chiefs season's going to be the same. They're going to be really good. They'll win. And just, hey, I just want to do something different. But I started thinking about the Groundhog's Day effect that we face every time this situation happens. And it's the same people saying the exact same thing for us to end up in the exact same places. I sort of bookmark my career, my time here, but I've been on the air when some really bad things have happened. I was on the air with Danny when Sandy Hook happened. I was here when the Boston Marathon bombing happened. I've been working at this station for a really, really long time. And the conversation that we could have today is really no different than the conversation we could have had when Danny was here, when we were still on from 10 to 2, and then Sandy Hook happened. It's the same conversation. It's the same people saying the exact same things and almost the exact same language, and we all move forward. It pains me that we have got to the point that we accept school shootings and mass shootings as just part of the American culture. It's as American as waking up on Sunday to watch football or going to your favorite baseball game. That's who we are. And that's got to be really disappointing. I think back to all the times we had conversations about Colin Kaepernick. And the overwhelming sentiment from certain people was, if you don't love it, leave it. This is the greatest country in the world. Can we really consider ourselves to be the greatest country in the world if we have grown numb to the fact that someone can walk into an elementary school and just start shooting kids? And we all know that in 5 days, we'll all move on to something else? That we spent more time talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock than we spent talking about the people that got killed in a grocery store just a week ago? And I'm part of that culture, too. This is not me just standing on my soapbox and pointing fingers at others. I got to point the finger at myself. Again, I understand our place. And I understand that when you come to this radio station at 2 o'clock, or any other time between 2 to 6, there is a certain level of expectation. But I really try to do this show based on really one simple principle. At night when I go to bed, am I happy with the show that we did? And yesterday when I went home and I was reading more about the story and I was learning more and more about it, I felt like I made a terrible mistake to not even acknowledge what happened yesterday. And I let you guys down and I let myself down, honestly. That it's all of our responsibility to speak up against what happened yesterday. And if we are as great of a country that we really claim to be, we got to figure out some way to come together to stop this shit from happening. We'll get back to regularly scheduled programming. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
Hi, Carrington. Doing fine. Thank you. Look forward to next week.
On your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic
and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Someone on the text line asked, C-Dot, did you get cut off? No, I cursed. I was hoping to slip it past Rob because the cursing there really emphasized my point. And you should have saw Rob's face. Rob's like, oh! Oh, snap! It was funny. I mean, it wasn't funny, but it was funny. All right, back to the regularly scheduled show. All right, so we have been doing these Oxcourt battles where I give people five categories and they have to come up with the song that they think best fits the category. Seems like a really good day to do it. Everybody's been a little stressed. Everybody's down today. Let's use some music to pick us up a little bit. You look outside today, it's dreary, it's Wednesday. No one is having a good day today. So we have invited Alex Gold in here. We are completing the midday cycle here. Next week, we're going to start bringing celebrities in here. So Alex will be the last regular person we have do
Thank
this.
You. Thank you.
He is
you.
An incredibly regular person.
Very regular.
He is the worst possible person we could have to do this. Next week, we'll start having just more important people do this than you, Alex Gold.
Yeah, I told you. This is not something that I probably would want to actually do, if I'm being honest with you. You know, because, you know, me, when you think music, you think me.
I think Alex Gold. All right, so this is what we do. I give them both the category. They have to pick a song that best fits the category. The five categories today are: this song reminds me of a rainy day, this song will put everyone in a good mood today, this song is perfect for a middle school dance, a 90s song that everyone loves to sing along to, and our favorite category, it's fill-in-the-blank year, get the party going. Today is 2007. You're in charge of the music at a party in 2007. You need to play a song to get people up moving, get them dancing around. All right, we're going to let you go first because you're the visiting team here.
Okay.
Rob is 1-1 against the midday show. He beat Nick last week. Now, he got smoked by Cody Tapp. But you got to defend the honor of Cody and Gold.
Okay. I've got to split the tie. Got to break the tie. And then what category do I get to start with?
I got it here.
Okay.
I'm playing the first category is this song reminds me of a rainy day.
Yeah, I like my pick here.
This is the first song by Alex Gold.
It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together.
All right, that is Alex's first pick. This song reminds me of a rainy day. What made you go with this selection?
Yeah, one, I like Jack Johnson a lot. And this, like, rainy day, like, you don't, this kind of fits the vibe outside a little bit. So Jack Johnson seemed right. Honestly, I probably could have picked four or five different Jack Johnson songs. I went with Better Together.
He had a very rainy day vibe to him, you know?
Yeah.
It's 55 degrees outside. It's very gloomy. You're inside listening to Jack Johnson, all right? Rob, that's a tough one to follow up here. We're doing our drive Oxcord battle, Gold versus Rob. This is Rob's song for This Song Reminds Me of a Rainy Day.
And I didn't want to write a song, because I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But
hold on, you laughed at me, but Jack Johnson.
And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think
I'm not gonna let you guys hate on Bieber.
I don't wanna
voice of the
back.
Generation
maybe you
on a rainy day.
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
She does like everybody.
And I never like to admit that I was wrong.
All right.
And I've been so caught up in my job.
Alex won nothing. I mean, that wasn't even close. I don't even feel like Rob.
You
maybe,
went Bieber right out of the gate. Gotta go Bieber out of the gates.
I don't think Rob understood the category. I don't think he really tried in the category. I think he just said, hey, this is the song that's slow that I like that I think can get the text line going. Let me just go ahead and play a Bieber song. That song doesn't even kind of resemble the category. It is the worst pick Rob
Is that the strategy Rob's figured out after a couple weeks of this? Is don't actually pick a song that fits the category, but pick a song people might kind of like.
That's not how I'm voting on it, though. I mean, that's actually the worst song Rob has picked since.
Two, three, here we go. Don't want to wait till the sun sinks.
I can't wait until we get Rob off of this game and off of this show. Huh. I can't wait. All right. Alex, I'm giving you.
Are you texting
there.
Your girlfriend like right before the segment to get which song she wants?
I will defend these two picks.
And we just go to different cookouts. That's what I've learned from the course of the show.
All right.
You know Gold brings the six-pack of IPA to the function. We know that.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
I have you up 1-0. The text line ultimately decides.
Text line's already a little split.
All right. 913-576-7610. I don't decide this. The text line decides. All right. We're back on you, Rob. We'll let you go here. This song will put everybody in a good mood. Everybody's down today. The events of yesterday, it's raining, it's Wednesday. Everybody's a little down today. Let's see what song Rob played to boost everyone's morale.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
I'm back now. Feeling good now.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Strong pick. That's a strong pick to get people in a good mood. It's impossible to not hear that and start grooving a little bit. You might have turned this on and be like, why aren't you guys talking Royals?
That's right.
You hear that song, you got a little bounce to your step when you hear that.
Yeah, it's such a good song that I think you should play my choice too. It's such a good song. I agree. Everything you said is correct. It's a fantastic song. It's a great song. It's a great song. It's a great song.
Some quality control here.
I was told to put a couple songs in.
No, you're right. No, that's on us. That's on us. But see, what happened here is normally I would have Rob as quality control. I can't have Rob be quality control if he knows here.
Yeah.
This is on me. Text line, I lost that round. That's on me. My bad. Now we know. Checks and balances.
I'm worried. I hope we don't have any other duplicates.
Checks and balances got to be put together on the Ox score battle. We gonna keep doing this. We can't both of y'all had the same song. Terrible category.
Is it just a wash?
Yeah, I gotta be okay. A wash. It's gotta be.
Yeah, I mean that was the right song, I feel like, though. Clearly.
I felt so good I was gonna win that I heard Gold song.
No, that's on me. I take full responsibility. That's on me. My bad.
All right.
So it's still 1-0. 2's a draw. All right, number 3. I hope you guys didn't pick the same
song.
That
would be pretty surprising.
I'd put myself in timeout if you guys picked the same song in this category. All right, this song is perfect for a middle school dance.
Now, this is from our time frame, right? Not like right now middle school dance.
This song is perfect for a middle school. You can interpret it how you want.
Okay. Well, I can tell you how I interpret it, which was more back when I was in middle school.
Okay. This song is perfect for a middle school dance. We're back on you, Alex. We'll let you pick. This song is perfect for a middle school dance.
That's right, Rob. That's right.
I don't feel like you're using a lot of vision in this segment. You're not using a lot of vision. You went very standard here.
Yes, I mean, if we're being honest,
you're throwing 91 miles an hour.
If we're peeling back the curtain, I found out the category in the middle of my 105 segment.
Jamie Moyer. That's the thing. Whenever you get the Ox at a party, you don't get 5 days to prepare for the mood. You got to be ready when you grab the Ox. It's not like this weekend when you're going to a party, you know that they're going to say, hey, connect to the Bluetooth. You just got to be ready. You got to have the vibes on deck. You got to have the vibes in the backpack. You don't have the vibes ready.
Before you feel confident, let's hear what Rob's
got. You need 3 days to get ready for this 15-minute radio segment.
I need 3 days. I need more than like 30 minutes because the audio's got to be cut. Doing a radio show.
All right, let's see how Rob does. This song is perfect for a middle school dance. You guys are both around the same age. You would have been in middle school around the same time. This is definitely going to be another Justin Bieber song.
Count a Cupid cell phone. It don't matter if you're young or you're old. Here we go. We gonna show you how it goes. To the right, to the right, to the right, to the right.
Two completely different vibes.
Yeah. Gold's trying to get these 12-year-olds to grind up on each other and be close. Getting those balloons between the people.
That's why I asked the question.
No, I mean, that's.
I asked the question. I said, middle school song from when we were in middle school or middle school now?
I think that's what makes this category so good is you guys interpreted it two completely different ways. You've got two very different vibes here. You've got the Cupid Shuffle. You got the youngsters getting up to the left, walk it by yourself, and then you've got All My Life. I gotta give Rob the win. I got it tied 1-1 right here, Alex. Okay. I think you went really cookie cutter here. I didn't see a whole lot of vision.
Well, then
here.
Just wait till the next two categories. If you don't like it now, wait till the next two categories.
I didn't see a whole lot of vision here. This was a run left, run right. This was just straight HB dive. Give me a play action. Give me something. Give me a little creativity here. I didn't get any creativity.
I feel the listeners will support that choice.
All right. I don't decide. The text line decides. 913-576-7610. So far, we have had this song reminds me of a rainy day. This song will put everyone in a good mood. That was a tie. This song is perfect for a middle school dance. I'm actually really curious to see where you guys take this next category. This category is you guys have to name a 90s song that everyone loves to sing along to. There's a lot of different ways this can go. I'll let Rob go first on this. 90s song that everyone loves to sing along to.
I want it that way, but we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to
Rob's in his bag
heart.
Right now.
Yeah.
Rob is in his bag
this
right
was,
now.
This was a BP fastball, baby. I felt good about this one.
I wish we had a camera on Rob right
the
now.
Bar
by the
bar is
way.
Going up when this song comes on. All right, Gold. I want to hear what you're thinking here. I want to hear what you're thinking because that was a heater.
Okay,
Rob, just
you're not confident that I can actually swing back here.
I gotta hear it.
Okay,
I gotta hear it. I haven't heard a lot of vision from you. All right, a '90s song that everyone loves to sing along to. Rob's got you. He's up 2-1 right now. Let's see how you respond.
I like big books and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
We're firing back.
With an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby.
All right. The text line ultimately decides 913-576-7610. I'm going to pick Rob as the winner for this reason.
Okay.
Typically, the girls that get really excited when that song comes on are the ones that need to be sitting down. Those are the ones that need to be sitting down. You don't have – your body is not shaped like the girls he's talking to, you know? I'm telling you the truth here. That song – now, maybe back in like 93, 94, you was getting the right demographic to be dancing to that song. But when that song come on right now – girl, your hips are not big enough to be dancing to this song the way that you're trying to dance to it. I got to pick Rob. That's me. I mean, it's a personal preference here. Everybody can vote how they want to vote in this category. That's why I'm picking Rob's. I feel
very confident in the selection right there on my part. I feel very confident in that pick.
It was a strong pick. Ultimately, the text line will decide who the winner is. Our fifth and final category is a favorite on this show. It is fill in the blank year. Play a song that gets the party going. Now, Gold, I'll let you get the first pick here. It's 2007.
Mm-hmm.
You have been tasked with getting the party going. It's a little dull right now. Everybody's standing around. Your friend comes over to you and say, hey, man, I need your help. Play something to get the girls dancing to. And you're like, all right, I got you, my man. What song would you play in this scenario?
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act.
Okay. Strong pick here. Strong pick.
I was a little worried Rob also picked this song. I was a little concerned that he was going to go JT.
I went a very different route than
okay.
he did.
Okay. I mean, that means he probably went the wrong route. I know Rob well enough to know that he probably went the wrong route here. All right, this is the last one here in our Drive Oxcord battle. It's 2007. Pick a song that gets the party going. Here's what direction Rob went in.
You!
Soulja Boy 2. Hey, I got this new dance for y'all called the Soulja Boy. You just got a punch.
It's a strong category here. All right, text line 913-576-7610. You heard all five of the categories.
I like that pick, Rob. I do like the pick.
This was peak 07.
Yeah, I like the pick for sure.
I can just see Rob right now with a 4XT. All right, this song reminds me of a rainy day. This song will put everyone in a good mood. This song is perfect for a middle school dance, a 90s song everyone loves to sing along to, and it's 2007. Get the party going. Text line, text it in, 913-576-7610. Let us know who you think the winner is. Alex, we appreciate you coming in and being the last common participant in the Oxcord game.
Very kind of you, Cena. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, we will lead with what we actually planned on leading with. That's next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs and your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Text line 913-576-7610. Let us know who you think was the winner of today's Oxcord battle. Starting next week when we all get back from vacation, we'll open it up to some celebrity guests and have some people come in and participate in the Oxcord battles to help get us through the summer. But, Rob, I felt like you really handled your own there. You really struggled that first one. I don't think you put up a really good showing. A lot of it's just repetition. I think you got a much better feel for the game. You've put up two very strong showings these last couple of weeks. I think you won the last battle. Now, it ain't up to me. The text line typically is right on these kind of things, so I'll let them decide. 913-576-7610. But if I had a vote in this thing, Rob, I'd vote you the winner. I thought you won the Oxcord battle. Outside of the Justin Bieber pick, which I thought was a terrible miss on your part. But you know what? Even the 07 Patriots lost, that's going to happen. It's not about how you start, it's how you finish. I thought you finished strong, man. I'd give you the dub.
I felt good about my performance. You know, maybe like the 2021 Chiefs. Out the gate, a little slow, had to find my footing. But you know what? I boat raced Nick last week, and I feel good I got a win today.
All right. So this is what we would have started the show with today if we hadn't started the way that we had started. Yes, we're going to talk about your Kansas City Royals. I promise you won't be that bad. But the Royals have a new buzzword this year. It is accountability. Every time the Royals talk, they preach accountability, whether it's holding the hitting coach responsible, whether it's holding the roster, the lineup responsible. They preach accountability. If they really stand by what they believe, if they are true people who practice what they preach, they cannot watch Nick Prado and see what he's doing down in the minors. They can't watch what the Vinny Pasqualino kid is doing down in the minors and continue to trot out Carlos Santana and Ryan O'Hearn. They can't do it. If the Royals really stand by this accountability method this season, they cannot continue to let those two guys continue to have the success that they're having in the minor league level and be blocked by two guys who are A, not performing well, and B, not part of your future. If Santana was Alex Gordon and you had signed him to a four-year deal and we're a year and a half in, I understand why Alex Gordon's got to continue to go out there and get ABs. If Carlos Santana was a player who was on the 14 and 15 team and you were giving him some extended grace and a little bit more rope to figure it out, I would get it. Carlos Santana's been bad since he's gotten here. Ryan O'Hearn hasn't lived up to expectations. You got two guys down in the minor leagues who are having great success. If you really believe all of this, it's time for you guys to make a change. The Vinny Pasqualino kid hit a grand slam today, had a bases clearing double. He's having great success in the minor leagues. Call them up. You want us to take you guys seriously? You want us to believe what you're saying? You want us to buy what you're selling? Put some actions to it. Because the only action I've seen so far is you fired the hitting coach. And oh, we got numbers on the pitching coach too. They ain't so hot. But I can't throw all that bad news at you at one time. So that's probably what we would have led with today. The Royals have been pounding the table about accountability and everybody's got to do their part and do their job. All right, if you really believe that, you got a sunk cost with Carlos Santana. Let's make a move. You got young guys in the minor leagues that the fans want to see that I think have earned the ability to move up to the big leagues. Make that move. That's what I want to see the Royals do here over the next 7 to 10 days if they're really about what they've been trying to tell us.
Yeah, and we talked about it yesterday, though. Like, fans have, I think, reached a crisis point with the accountability talk. I think fans now believe the accountability talk needs to be from John Sherman down, not Dayton down, not JJ and down. I think fans have reached a point where they're just so fed up with what they've seen for the last 7 years of baseball that the accountability to them is they want just new. They want fresh. They want different. I think Royals fans would like Vinny Pasquantino. They would like Nick Prado. But I think they've come to the conclusion that the people in charge who are selling us these prospects or these are the guys aren't producing guys. They aren't pumping out, you know, gold standard anywhere on the baseball field. So why do we trust them? I think no matter what happens with Prado and O'Hearn and Santana and Pasquantino, and I agree with you, that should have happened yesterday. It's an off day. Hopefully we get a story tomorrow that's like, by the way, Nick Prado and Vinny Pasquantino are in Minnesota. But I think we've reached a point now with fans where those sort of moves aren't going to appease them. They want major change. They want heads on pikes, and that's a really dangerous place to be for an organization that is preaching, we're coming, we're coming, we're coming.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't care how angry or frustrated you are. You also got to be realistic. There's three people that aren't going anywhere. The manager, the general manager, the club president. They ain't going nowhere. So at this point, I would say beggars can't really be choosers. And if you want to see some actions with the Kansas City Royals, you got to be willing to take, let's get the dead weight off of the roster, and then let's see what happens. But Mike Matheny is not going anywhere. JJ Piccolo is not going anywhere. Dayton Moore is not going anywhere. So if that's the only thing that you need to get you to buy back into the Royals, then you need to come back in like 2 years, because they are not getting rid of any of those individuals. Here's JJ Piccolo on Cody and Gold. Here's what he said on the difference between players and coaches when it comes with these issues.
If you ask any of our players, they're going to tell you they're accountable for it. They expect their performance to be better than it's been. Salvi's showing signs right now. Witt's showing signs right now. Carlos just got back, so hopefully they'll continue doing this series and into May what they did the last couple nights.
Okay. I'm not here to argue it. I'm not here to debate it with you. You said what you said. But actions over words. It's one thing to talk about accountability. It is one thing to actually hold people accountable. And the best way to hold people accountable in professional sports is to either take money away in fines or take opportunities away. Starts, at-bats, plate appearances. Start taking those things away. You want to hold Carlos Santana for hitting under 200? Give his job to the young kids. That's the best way to hold somebody accountable in your profession. So since, you know, we started today's show a little bit untraditionally, non-traditionally, that can only mean one thing.
We're where you want to be.
It's not the show start, but that doesn't stop us. It's today's random Royals lineup.
Just pretend it's 2 o'clock right now. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm pretending that right now is 2 o'clock, so I make the decisions here. We get to hear the random lineup today.
It's a rainy day. Doesn't seem like Kansas City's in a very good mood today. We got a holiday weekend. I'm going to get our spirits up. Today's random Royals lineup is from the year 2003.
Love it.
We believe, baby.
Love it.
Unfortunately, the Royals lost on this day
of
in 2003.
Course.
They lost in extra innings to the Oakland Athletics.
Mm.
Leading off for the Royals that day at second base, Desi Relaford.
Desi Relaford.
At batting second, at third, random Royals Hall of Famer, Joe Randa.
Love Joe Randa.
Batting
Joe
third.
Randa has played for every Royals team.
He and Willie Wilson are just perpetually in these lineups.
Yeah, he's played for every Royals team. Joe Randa and Willie Wilson have played for 95% of the Royals teams that they've ever fielded.
Batting third, the first baseman, Mike Sweeney.
Hey, Mikey. How many All-Stars they get that year? Like three?
I believe they got three, yeah. McDougal, yeah. Harvey, and Sweeney.
McDougal. McDougal was an All-Star. Mm-hmm. He was an All-Star closer.
Batting fourth in left field, Raul Ibanez.
I love Raul Ibanez. Who doesn't?
Team meeting leader.
Raul Ibanez, veteran leader. Who's the Raul Ibanez of this team? You want to know why the Royals aren't winning? They don't have a Raul Ibanez. They don't have a vocal, emotional leader on their team right now. That's what you need to get over the hump. You need a 36-year-old. You need a 36-year-old at the end of his rope that just gives great speeches and can pump up the young guys. That's the backbone of any team.
Maybe that's why Santana plays every day.
No, he doesn't got to play. Raul Ibanez didn't play when the Royals got good. They just needed him around. They needed him around for morale and to be a veteran presence. And he was a great veteran presence.
Batting fifth, the center fielder, Carlos Beltran.
I love Carlos Beltran.
Batting sixth that day, the right fielder, Michael Tucker.
Batting I still remember Michael Tucker's walk-up song. He used to come out to The Man Right Chia by Mystical.
Great, great pull. Batting seventh, the DH that day, all-star Ken Harvey.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
I don't care. He's only been on one time. There's no reason for Ken Harvey to come on more than three times, so he's not eligible for friend of the show, but I can nominate people for friend of the show. Ken Harvey, friend of the show.
Batting eighth, the catcher, Brent Main. And batting ninth, your rookie of the year, Angel Baroa.
Angel Baroa got off to such a great start, and then it just completely faded away. Can you explain that to me?
Well, he wasn't very good.
I know, but he was good enough to win rookie of the year. I mean, as a rookie, he was phenomenal. He was phenomenal as a rookie. He hit 287, 17 home runs, 73 RBIs. He was great. And then he just, it was over. It's so sad.
The Royals lost a heartbreaker this day. Daryl May went nine innings, giving up three runs, but two came in the bottom of the ninth, pushing into the 10th. And in the 10th, the Royals went with DJ Carrasco, who did not hold the line.
That was probably like 19 hosts ago here on 610, but I know they were hot that day.
It was a Sunday.
This is unacceptable.
I'm trying to see who had the walk-off. Yeah, I do not see who had the walk-off. Let's go head down to scoring plays. The walk-off was hit by Mark Ellis.
Mark Ellis!
Scoring Eric Burns.
Oh, man, Eric Burns. Who doesn't love a good Eric Burns?
Daryl May gave up a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth to Eurubio Durazco of the A's, which cost the Royals the day.
This is riveting.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing you try to pronounce these guys' names, riveting.
I mean, I'm not caught up on my A's batters from 03.
No, if there's one thing that we've understood in the last 45 seconds, we've got that part of that. Mm-hmm. Can I read you something really quickly?
Please do.
I just want to read something to you. I want to read to you guys the Royals pitching numbers. I don't have to present any comment with these. I just want to read them to you, and maybe at the end of it, we'll have a group discussion about it. This is from my guy, Alec Lewis. Does fantastic work. He writes for The Athletic. Staff ERA for the Royals, 4.91. That's good for 28th in Major League Baseball. Bullpen ERA, 4.86. That's good for 30th in Major League Baseball. Maybe you guys want some more advanced numbers, ERA you can manipulate. How about walks per nine innings? Is that a good stat? 3.94, good for 28th in Major League Baseball. We're back to that accountability word again. The Royals told us last week how important accountability was and how everybody in the organization holds themselves accountable. This is a new day, a new power structure, and things are going to be different this time. This doesn't feel any different. Their rotation stinks. Their bullpen stinks. Their offense stinks. They took Buck Knight away on Friday. Parking is $30. Accountability, though. That's important, Rob. You have to remember the importance of accountability and holding everybody accountable. We held the hitting coach accountable. The hitting coach got fired, and their offense looks the exact same. They are bottom five in every significant pitching statistic. Everyone that matters, they are bottom five. Cal Eldred's still going on trips, though. Still eating the room service. Staying in the nice hotels. 10,000 thread count sheets and whatnot. Got extra leg room on the chartered flight. Not Terry Bradshaw, though. He's watching the games with a VPN. He can't even stream the games where he lives. But we're holding everybody accountable, though, Rob. That's important to remember. We're holding everybody accountable over there at Kauffman Stadium.
Accountability is super important. I mean, last year's hitting was good with the hitting coach. This year it started bad. You got to fire him. Last year's pitching was bad. This year's pitching remains bad. Seems like nothing changed, but the accountability can stop there because Cal Eldred is safe. We're good with Cal. The bullpen last year looked okay. This year is bad. Not just bad, real bad. Pitching coach, safe. I don't understand it. Was there a thought this offense was going to be some sort of behemoth and Terry Bradshaw held him back, and this is just what people believed the Royals pitching staff to be? Because maybe me and you were off base. Because I thought the Royals pitching staff was going to progress. They had Zach Greinke. They had Brad Keller. They had Singer and Lynch and Coar and all this slew of pitching. And I thought, all right, this is the year. They've gotten their feet wet in 2020. They took in the teeth in 2021. They're going to progress in 2022, and everything's going to be gravy. You know what has happened? None of that. But the pitching coach, who had a bad 2020, a bad 2021, and now a bad 2022, is not held accountable, despite the fact all we hear about is accountability.
Coming up at the top of the hour, two of Deshaun Watson's accusers sat down with HBO Real Sports yesterday and one of his attorneys. Will play for you some of the audio here coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Rob, if you can give me a little bit of music here, I want to ask you a very important would you rather question. Because we talked about this a couple of days ago with the monkey and the chicken. So you had two options. You can either fight the orangutan once a year with a sword, or every time you get in the car, you could have a boxing match with the chicken. Every single time you get in the car, you could fight the chicken. And Rob, you and I were under the exact same philosophy. I don't want to fight the chicken every day. Why would I want to do this? I don't want to get in the car every single day and then fight the chicken. I'm taking the orangutan. Let me ask you this question, Rob. See how you're thinking. Would you rather have a pause button on life or be able to go back?
Would I go back with the knowledge I have now?
No, you can just go back. So right now,
that's good.
Life's like an iPod. You can just pause it, stop it for a little bit, or you can just go back. What would you do, Rob?
I think I would go back. I get all the benefits of the pause because I'll eventually re-hit the destination I have now, but I get to get extra juice out of life because I'm reliving all those moments. I would go back. I wouldn't pause. Pause just seems like you're stopping unnecessarily. I would go back.
Pausing it right now wouldn't be that bad, though, you know? Once you kind of get to the 30s and, you know, life's going all right for you, you know, you're in a good financial place. Like, you know what? This isn't that bad. This is basically your 20s with more financial freedom. You can still do a lot of the same stuff. I don't feel old yet. I mean, my knees might hurt a little bit more than they used to 5-6 years ago, but that's part of life. I don't think pausing it would be that bad, Rob. I don't think pausing it would be that bad. I think I would go with pause. I think I just stop it right here. I'm 33. It's a good age. I don't need to really go too much further past this age. It's a fine age. Things are going all right for me. I think I'd pause it, man. I think I'd pause it.
You don't want to go back, though? There had to be some good times when you were younger. You know, times were better. Youth is great. What if the term youth is wasted on the young? Go back and be young again.
Coming up at the top of the hour, yesterday on HBO, Real Sports, two Deshaun Watson accusers spoke on camera, and we also heard from Deshaun Watson's lawyer. We'll play for you what they had to say next. If you missed it, keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.